Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, I wanted to tell you that my Hollywood dream come true part two songs are out there. I've written all these songs, and honestly, I'm a broadcast music songwriter. I'm an ASCAP publisher. I've been doing music for so long. I want to tell you the truth. What came to my attention was related to that, about my songwriting, and whether, you know, I've done it. I really have put so much effort into this. And I want to say something about, you know, being in a spotlight on a small scale. I bring so much attention to my songs, but I wanted to say that, you know, it's been a joy to make music, and writing is something I've done. Because it's expression from the self. You know, life given me so many tribulations, but also interests that I write from. What I don't, you know, understand is that, you know, releasing these albums and releasing songs, I had. You know, I talked about this in podcasts about, you know, people who were so way out. I mean, I had somebody outside saying that her friend was going to rap to my songs or be a rapper. And I'm like, you know, they didn't talk to me. They just said they're going to rap. I mean, they said it. They didn't tell that to me. They said it from a distance in the car. First of all, I want to say that, you know, if people want to use my songs, you know, they have to come to me directly. The real Dub Knight, you know, me. And I will give them permission. I didn't write songs for some stranger who I don't know, who gossip loud, real loud when they see me. Perhaps because they see me on podcasts and because of the fame. I have this little fame, you know, my music, and who don't know me, who say, they using my songs or going to be a rapper. I mean, I find that very peculiar, weird, and frankly, you know, possibly potentially eccentric or irrational, because the truth is they can't use my songs without my permission, but my songs are out there for people to enjoy. You know, I didn't write for some stranger who don't talk to me to go ahead and use my songs. I mean, that doesn't make sense. If there was a singer or a band or a rapper who wanted to use my songs, then they should come to me directly. You know, it really is what it is, you know. That's the thing, you know, where, you know, when I'm making music, you know, it's the same thing. It's just common sense and it's respect for other artists. You know, I'm sure most people have that respect. They don't go up to somebody who they don't know or look at somebody like me and then just automatically say they're going to be in the business to use or say they're going to use it or become something and don't tell me or something. I mean, that don't make sense. I'm sure the Hollywood business or the music business, while they had this share of people who think they own songs or use songs, they don't tolerate any song theft or someone doing something like that. I mean, that doesn't make sense. But I'm just bringing that up in general. You know, I don't want to talk about negativity. But, you know, I own the song. And it's only respect if someone was to use it, they would contact me directly or talk to me about it. I mean, to just go and say, oh, I'm a rapper, I'm going to use my song without me knowing, that's not right. That's being a thief. And I don't think the music business would tolerate that. But when someone say they're going to use be a rapper without me knowing, or they don't even know me, then I that's why, because of that and because of people saying that falsely saying I didn't know my songs, I had to copyright and put my songs on Broadcast Music Incorporated. I had to publish it. I had to copyright pretty much everything that I release, even if it's under a different title. Like, I Want My Hollywood Dreams Come True, Part 2. You know, I've written that, you know, and I had to copyright it. Or That Is Why I Fell in Love with You, or it was released under Landra 0103. Still copyrighted. It's still published. The word Landra is still published. Legacy Songs and was released, you know, under my direction, you know, it's just plain simple, because I really honestly respect all artists, and I told all artists, and I said this before, and I was going to talk about it, but I think it has become potentially a mistake for anyone who writes a song or release it and don't have any protection for it, because they have to. I had to talk about it because it is, in the industry, can be a potential problem. And for me, I have to protect. You know, the guy who I work with said I shouldn't worry about it as long as I copyright it, publish it, or whatever, or something like that. I've written it. And it's true that if you make a song, you own it automatically, but in a real world of legal situation, you had to publish it and copyright it. So that's how it is. But so I can say that I done it, and I have to officially protect it, because BMI told me that a long time ago. When I was in the business, I wasn't even aware of that. You know, I was just an artist. I was not a business person. I just went to try to get my demos to people without protecting it. Thank God I found out that I had to go copyright it. I had to register so I can, before I can license it and I can make money off the songs that I work hard for. Whether I'm a lyricist or write the music, you know, one or both, or you know, they both own it. It's their music. And it's important for me to talk about that, because when I write songs, I always try to be honest with you and everybody who's listening about my songwriting. I done it. And to every lyricist and composer or both who wrote the music or who wrote the lyrics, you're a songwriter. You should protect it. Also, you know, I don't like when somebody who I don't know come around me driving a car. Again, that sound weird or irrational, I don't know what to call it, and say they're going to be a rhymer. Rapper off, lose user, and then make an inference of using my songs without me knowing. Don't you know that's a thief? That's not right. But I wanted to say I don't like to talk about negativity. When I see other people's songs, people who I do know or don't know, and I have a friend who wrote a lot of songs, and I told him, you know, to join a BMI ASCAP to get, you know, own his songs, protect it. I always have. So that's the thing, you know. I've written a new song. I've written a new album. You know, I came out here for a dream. I knew when I came out here for a dream, I just can't sit in New York State and do other things and just wish for a dream to come true, or just come out here and just don't do anything about it. First thing is to come out here. Second other thing is that when I was, you know, younger, I had to go out and sing, and then I had to go out to make a demo, and then I had to do all that. You know, and while I still struggled and stuff, it was great that at least got to the point where I could release it professionally on, you know, it's on Spotify, it's everywhere, so that was a blessing in some ways. And, you know, and I hope that I can continue with the blessings to go further. But while I'm trying to go further, I know that those songs are now out there. So they potentially could, you know, be something that I can use or perform with. Or as a songwriter, yes, I would give it to people, but they have to contact me And, you know, some these people come up to, you know, the negativity, the dream killers, or these weird people or crazy people come up to me. You know, if they say I don't own the song, that's not true. And I hope that when people know who the real Dove Knight is, they come up to me. Because the truth is, I had some weird person say, I automatically gave them permission. I didn't give nobody permission to use my song. Because no one came up to me. That is a fact. So, it's about protection of music. Because people are going to find out that that song is protected. Because BMI is worldwide. You know, ASCAP is worldwide. But that's part of what it is, being a songwriter and creativity. But that's what I really wanted to do. You know, I'm an intellectual, but I really wanted to be an artist. And I paid my dues, and I'm sure you have. And if you have a dream out there, no matter what it is, go for it. And, you know, the art of creating is such a precious thing. That's why I made that album, and I made albums for expression. And that's all I'm going to talk about this topic. But I'll bring it up again because it has, you know, about creativity. And I'll talk to you more about my album. My new album came out. And thank you for listening. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.